Yeah, obviously, good to get that award, and I think it's just rewards for the team. You know, how good his team's been doing, like you say. I just hearing your conversation there. We seem to be in a bit of form, and we're five on the bounce now. So no, it's come at the right time, and like you say, it's three games left, and then we're in the Super 8. So it's come at the right time.
Yeah, absolutely. Just reading earlier on, Daryl Powell has had a bit of a chat with Mark Wilson from Radio Yorkshire, and he said people are always asking how can Cass Tigers perform like they do. He said it's because simply we have belief in each other. Is that something that's really running through your team at the moment, Luke?
Yeah, massively. I think as performances show that, and the last 10 minutes of the St Helens game, we got back in front, and the Leeds game too, so it just shows the belief we have in one another, and we work hard every day at training, and no, it's coming off for us.
Now, it's five games on the spin now. You're a side that people are not relishing playing, I think that's safe to say. Earlier on in the year, well beaten at Hull in the Cup. Has that been mentioned in the build-up to this particular game tomorrow?
Yeah, to be honest, Powley and the boys spoke about that today. We kind of got embarrassed in the Challenge Cup, and we'll be looking to right the wrongs tomorrow. But we understand it's a tough game. Hull are wanting to get that in that Super 8, and we know they've got a real big pack, and they'll come out firing tomorrow.
Yeah, and you could go into the top four, as we said, with a win. How important is it for you collectively and you know, individually that you make that top four after 23 rounds? And, of course, it means that extra home game in the Super 8s, doesn't it?
Yeah, funnily enough, we spoke about that again today. Have you been listening to Paul's conversation? Yeah, we spoke about the extra game at home, possibly being the Leeds game at home. So no, it's a massive thing, and it's something that we want to do. We're looking up rather than down.
Now, obviously, Daryl Powell, Danny Orr, both there, both playing half-back. How do you feel that your game's progressed sort of under their tutelage, as it were?
Yeah, massively. I think they've got Powell, Danny Orr and Shez, and that were a massive part of me coming to Castleford. Obviously, Powell doing what he did last year, the boys, and the half-backs, there were three great half-backs there. To be honest, at the start of the season, I was struggling to find out the system they wanted me to play. It's a bit different to how I've been playing up in my old clubs, but that took a bit of time. And to be honest, the team took a bit of time too. We had 9 or 10 new faces in, and it took a bit longer than we expected. But it's here now, and hopefully it'll stay.
Now, we've already spoken to Tom and to Will here in the studio this afternoon about the plans for the new stadium. What's it like for you playing at the Jungle? It's certainly an intimidating atmosphere for travelling teams and supporters. What do you make of it?
Yeah, to be honest, I love it. I loved it even when I was at other clubs, and it's like you say, it's an intimidating atmosphere, but I think that brings the best out in you. And the fans this year, everyone, when I signed for Castleford, everyone told me about the fans. And to be honest, they're the best I've seen in Super League. They're unbelievable, and they get behind you, and it is like an extra man. But no, I love playing at the Jungle, and like you say, his own form's been outstanding.
Now, these two young gentlemen that are sat opposite the desk this afternoon, Will Maher and Tom Holmes, the mic is open, Luke. It is entirely over to you. What do you make of these two young players?
No, they're the future of the club, basically. I mean, you look at Will, he's the biggest human you've ever seen. He's unbelievable. And then Holmes is an halfback who's been killing it in the under-19. So, they're the future of the club. Hopefully, future halfback with me, Holmesy, will hopefully many years to come. And Big Will will be a starting front rower. No, they've been outstanding, and Will stepped in. I think Holmesy. I don't know if Holmesy's played. Yeah, he played one game, didn't you, Holmesy?
Yeah, 75 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. But no, Powley puts him in. He's not afraid to. He knows the talent they've got, and when Big Will stepped in, especially for a front rower, it's hard with United. But he stepped in and don't look out of place. In fact, he's been outstanding for us. So, no, massive part of the club, and and Shez has been going really well with the under-19s, and it just shows you the form and the people at the club. And no, it's the future is very bright.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a real area where, you know, that Cass, well, particularly the kind of West Yorkshire region, there's real emphasis on grassroots rugby league and bringing through this young talent. It's got to be quite satisfying when you see these young stars of the future coming through, you know, playing for your side.
Yeah, massively. And like you say, we've got a great under-19 side. And some of our first team players get overlooked. I mean, people like Oliver Holmes, he might look more 30, but I don't know if he's 23 or something like that. He steps in week in, week out, and he's been one of his most consistent performers this year. But I think because it's Castleford, people like that get overlooked, and like you say, people like him, they just step in and they do a job week in, week out, and that's probably why you don't notice him. But I certainly notice him when you're playing beside him. No, we've got some great kids, and we've got a good mix in the squad.
Well, five games on the spin now, you've won. I would certainly say that people are sitting up and taking notice of Castleford Tigers, and more fool them if they don't, really, because, you know, certainly not a side that people are looking forward to playing these days.
Yeah, well, that's what we hope. And at the start of the season, we lacked consistency, and we spoke about getting that consistency, and I think we have now. And, that's hopefully towards these last eight games, these Super Eights, people will not want to come for the jungle, and that starts on Sunday. Hopefully we can knock OSC off at the KC Stadium, and two games left then, and yeah, we're building for the Super Eights.
Now, finally, before I let you go, there's an England Test Series coming up in autumn with New Zealand. Any plans on trying to force your way into Steve McNamara's plans there?
Yeah, definitely. I think just trying to get the consistency week in, week out, and hopefully, come the end of the season, I'm in Steve McNamara's plans. I mean, there's some good halfbacks, I'm sure, whether it's Bruthy or Matty Smith or people like that. But Gareth Widdop, obviously, playing Australia. Mm-hmm. But no, just trying to get that consistency week in, week out, and hopefully you do enough to get the international recognition.
Great stuff. And the very last word, you're going to give the younger players here words of wisdom. You're going to give individual words of wisdom, Luke. I'm putting you on the spot now.
You put me on the spot there.
I'm going to put you on the spot now. What is your bit of advice for Tom Holmes?
Well, I think he's a great professional as it is. Just keep working hard and keep working on them little extras that he does week in, week out. And I'm sure he'll be by my side, 6 and 7 partnership in the coming years.
And what about the man mountain that is Will Maher?
Stop eating, Will.
Can't promise that.
No, like you say, they've got many big raps on him. I think people have people have compared him to Burgess twins, and to be honest, I can see it. I can see the size of him and the way he plays. He's a man mountain, and it takes a bit of time for a front rower to come to age, and it's a tough position, like you say. But I'm sure he'll be a future number 8 or number 10 for many years down at Cass.
Great stuff, Luke. Thank you very much for your time on this Saturday afternoon. Congratulations on the award that you've picked up as well, Super League Player of the Month for June. Fully deserved, by the way. And all the very best against Hull tomorrow. Thank you very much for speaking to us, Luke Gale.
Cheers, mate. Cheers, boys.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers, Luke.